A federal court says President Trump has to stop firing workers during the government shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco issued the ruling after federal agencies started laying off workers last week. Trump has said he's targeting what he calls Democrat agencies. Democrats say they're not intimidated by Trump, blaming them for the layoffs. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are holding firm on their demands for Congress to extend health care subsidies.
Neither Trump nor congressional Republicans are even trying to solve the health care crisis. And that is just a horror for the American people.
Meanwhile, Republicans are confident in their strategy to not negotiate with Democrats on health care until the government is reopened. Here's Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
I think the American people are wondering when the Senate Democrats are going to end their temper tantrum and vote to reopen the government.
A bill to temporarily fund the government again failed in the Senate today. Government workers are feeling the effects of the shutdown as it stretches into week three. Gabriella Paul at member station WUSF spoke with a federal worker who says it's affecting her finances and mental health.
Tiara Carter answers the phones for the Social Security Administration in Tampa. She's working without pay until the shutdown ends.
We're stressing about the fight that's going on in the White House. We're also stressing out about how we're going to handle our financial situations at home.
Last week, the Trump administration began mass layoffs across several federal agencies. Carter says her department is spared for now.
To be completely honest, I feel ashamed to be an American citizen right now. I mean, who does this to their own essential workers?
Every day the shutdown drags on, Carter says the agency's backlog of service requests grows.